Hare Krishna. I'll be reading about Sri Ramanujacharya's Samadhi. Sri Ramanujacharya appeared in 1017 AD near Madras, South India, in a family of Vedic scholars. Sri Vaishnavas say he was an incarnation of Lakshman. The word Ramanuj means a follower of Ram. He received his name because Lakshman always follows and serves his brother Lord Ramchandra. A boy of amazing wit, Ramanuj quickly learned Sanskrit, logic and the Vedas. He took Diksha and married at age 16. Ramanuj studied with a Mayavadi guru, Yadav Prakash, to master Mayavadi philosophy and defeat it. When the brilliant Ramanuj kept refuting his Mayavadi arguments, Yadav Prakash tried to murder him. Unsuccessful, Yadav Prakash expelled Ramanuj from the ashram. Before leaving, Ramanuj completely defeated his guru's theory of oneness and no distinction. Ramanuj explained, "While a certain unity can be seen in the interrelatedness of all things, still, everything within the universe has its own distinct reality. Pearls strung on a thread share unity. Collectively, they form an organic whole, a necklace. Still, each individual pearl has its own qualities. While spirit, matter, and God may be seen as one organic whole, each has its unique qualities. Therefore, Shankar's principle of absolute oneness can't stand. Rather, the principle of unity characterized by different qualities must be accepted." Sometime later, Yadav Prakash met Kuresh, Ramanuj's student, with a photographic memory. Quoting Shrutis, the best of Vedic proof, Kuresh convinced him that Brahman has transcendental form and qualities coming from the ultimate reality, the supreme absolute truth known as Lord Narayan. Ramanuj initiated anyone regardless of caste. Using the Pancha Samskara purification method, he turned Shudras into Brahmanas. He established that the position of a Vaishnav surpasses all social limitations and considerations. Identifying himself as a servant, Ramanuj taught the worship of a Vaishnavas. Several times, envious Brahmanas tried to poison Ramanuj. To teach detachment to one disciple, Ramanuj staged the following demonstration. He told the disciple to create confusion among the sannyasis by switching their clothes at the bathing ghat. When the sannyasi, who were big scholars and renunciates, started wearing each other's clothes, a big argument began. The disciple would plainly see that the renunciates were attached to some cloth. Then Ramanuj sent the disciple to the home of his grahastha disciple Dhanurdas. Ramanuj engaged Dhanurdas in the temple to ensure he wouldn't be home. Following Ramanuj's order, the disciple began stealing jewelry from Dhanurdas's chaste wife who was sleeping. After the disciple took the ornaments from one side of her body, she suddenly turned over. The startled disciple fled through the window, but he waited outside to witness the reaction of Dhanurdas. Upon returning home, Dhanurdas talked with his wife. "I'm worried that the temple needs money," said his wife. "What makes you think that?" asked Dhanurdas. "Because while I slept, one of the temple devotees came through the window and began stealing the jewelry from my body. To go that far, I think those poor saints must desperately need money." "What did you do while he was stealing your jewelry?" "I turned over, but he fled through the window." "Why did you do that?" said Dhanurdas. "I didn't mean to scare him. I only turned over so that he could take the jewelry from the other side of my body as well." Dhanurdas rebuked his wife. "If you were not so affected by false ego, you would have given him all your jewels. Now what shall we do? We have failed miserably." His wife lamented, "You're right. It's only my pride that kept me from surrendering everything. How will we ever make any advancement? Watching all this, Ramanuj's disciple was astonished at the humility and surrender of these grihastha devotees. Ramanuj explained the meaning of these two events, the sannyasi's clothes and the wife's jewel. The sannyasis were so attached to some ragged bits of cloth that they fought over it, but the grihasthas were detached even from costly jewels if they were needed for the Lord's service. Ramanujacharya founded the Sri Sampradaya, one of the four major Vaishnava Sampradayas, that is Brahma, Sri, Kumara and Rudra. This Sampradaya propounds the Vedanta philosophy of Vishishtadvaita Vada, qualified monism. Gaudiya and Sri Vaishnavas share many teachings and practices. The Gaudiyas took Ramanuj's explanation of God and the Jiva verbatim. The principle of God is like a blazing fire, while the living soul or the Jiva is like a spark, that is a small part of God. Both accept three classes of Jivas: eternally liberated, forever bound, freed by devotion and sadhana. Ramanuj taught serving God in Vaikunth with awe and reverence, in Dasyaras, that is mood of master and servant. Gaudiya Vaishnavas teach confidential service in Madhuryaras to Radha Madhav within the groves of Vrindavan. Ramanujacharya wrote many famous commentaries on the Upanishads, Puranas, Bhagavad Gita, Sri Bhasya. His commentary on Vedanta presents a formidable challenge to Shankaracharya's impersonal commentary. To this day, the Sri Vaishnav disciplic succession from Ramanuj continues to uphold the traditions of deity worship and philosophy systemized by the founder. His samadhi is in Sri Rangam. Thank you, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. If you like this audio, please share it with your friends and family. If you like to receive similar messages on your WhatsApp, then you can subscribe to ISKCON Desiree WhatsApp messages. Kindly save the following number on your device: 9987060606. I repeat, 9987060606. After saving this number, please WhatsApp us your full name and city. We will soon add you in ISKCON Desiree group and you will start receiving regular devotional messages. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.